Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your morning brief for Monday, December 5th. I'm Peter Granitz for The Wall Street Journal. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried said he could not explain what happened to billions of dollars that customers of his failed cryptocurrency exchange sent to the bank accounts of his trading firm, Alameda Research. And he said he could not rule out the possibility that money deposited by FTX customers who were told their money was theirs alone was in fact lent to Alameda. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal in the Bahamas, Bankman-Fried says he distanced himself from Alameda, despite owning 90% of the firm. Echoing his comments in a blitz of recent media interviews, Mr. Bankman-Fried denied committing fraud or intentionally misusing customer funds. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is taking a harder line on its accelerated approval program that gets drugs to market based on preliminary data, spurring GSK, Roche Holdings, and other drug makers to remake plans for their drugs or pull them from the market. Fast-track approval requires further study by the drug makers, but the FDA has found companies have not always done the studies or been willing to pull the drugs when a follow-up study failed to show a true benefit. The Journal is exclusively reporting that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman is considering investing as much as $500 million into Credit Suisse's new investment bank. That is according to people familiar with the matter. The bank has not received a formal proposal from any Saudi entity, some of the people said. Credit Suisse is launching CS First Boston, spinning off its investment bank amounts to a fresh start. The investment unit had been rocked by scandals, regulatory scrutiny, and steep losses. Markets in Asia ended mainly higher, and European shares were mainly lower in early trading. U.S. stock futures were also down. And later today, we expect the release of the non-manufacturing PMI for November and the factory orders for October data. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.